1909.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
I'm Eric.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so do enjoy those there on us, freetalklive.com. Eric Scott only joining us for a few more moments. He's a busy man. He's got places to go, people to be with, and
daughters to tuck into bed.
We're glad that you stuck around for a little while extra, because you had another story that I just thought was so amazing. I thought we needed to share it here tonight.
Yeah, this was great. I want to thank FoxNews.com for this one. The people who make Snickers bars have agreed to stop marketing the candy and other candies to children under 12.
Wait a minute. Is Snickers, that's Mars, isn't
M&M
it?
M&M Mars?
Master Foods.
Really?
Master Foods,
huh.
Evidently, it used to be M&M Mars. Master Foods owns M&M's, Skittles, Milky Ways, Starburst, Twix, Combos, and Three Musketeers.
Wait, Master Foods owns all those?
Yes.
In the
U.S.
M&M's doesn't even own M&M's anymore?
No. M&M Mars doesn't own M&M's.
Interesting.
It's priceless. But they've decided to cease global marketing because of concerns over childhood obesity.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope, not kidding. And they're not the first company to do it.
They're going to stop marketing just Snickers or all of the above?
All of the above.
Well, they're going to stop marketing to the kids.
The kids.
The kids under 12. Who the hell do you think eats this candy?
Right.
But I think that, for one, you got to ask a question, who eats candy, just like Eric did. Secondly, this puts Snickers in the category of Joe Camel.
Right.
Yeah.
Essentially, what we're saying is, candy's bad for you. And
it is.
Who says?
Well,
it's bad to eat.
It's bad to eat fettuccine Alfredo.
It's bad to eat too much candy. It's bad to eat too much of a lot of things.
Yeah.
The government shouldn't be involved in any of that. And not to say that this is voluntary.
Yeah, this is a shame that they're doing this.
Well, it's because they're doing it
to head off litigation.
Right. They bowed to pressure from groups that believe that candy's bad, cigarettes are bad, everything's bad, everything needs to be controlled.
But now
you're too damn stupid to figure out what goes in your body.
But those groups are not going to be able to use this as an example and say, hey, these guys have stopped marketing to kids. They must know there's something wrong with marketing to kids. And they could use that as precedent to mandate that all the other candy manufacturers stop marketing to kids.
It's already started.
Really?
In England, Cadbury Schweppes does not advertise to kids under 12.
Hmm.
And Kraft only markets better-for-you products like juice and crackers to people under 12.
Wow.
Well, it's voluntary, and I support that, but it's bowing to pressure at the same time, and
sure.
I don't like that.
What's next? Warning labels?
On candy?
Right.
I know.
What is there more, spokesman quotes or that sort of thing on this?
There's a link to it for the Financial Times in the UK, because they've got the whole thing. The European Commission is pressuring them on this, so they decided we're going to do it in the U.S. too.
Hmm. That's
incredible. They're going to do it. We're not going to do it.
So, now, since they're saying it's only going to be... okay, here's what I'm thinking. They're saying they're not going to market to kids who are under 12, right? So that means they can still market to kids 12 to 17.
Right.
So, that doesn't necessarily mean that... Unlike the Camel Cigarettes, who had to get rid of Joe Camel, they aren't going to necessarily have to get rid of their characters. Because, for instance, M&M's, you've got the two M&M guys with the arms and the legs and everything.
Right.
They won't have to get rid of their characters. They just won't run them during Barney.
But, well, there's the question. How do you separate the two groups out?
That's difficult, right?
Because right. It is difficult because an 11-year-old boy is likely to look at what a 12-year-old boy looks at,
sure,
looks
yeah,
at
right.
on television.
This is the same problem with commercial radio and beer.
Mm.
A lot of hit radio stations can't take beer ads because you have to prove X amount of your audience is over 21.
Mm.
How do you prove that?
You can't.
Well, Arbitron doesn't even claim to be able to tell you how much of your audience is anything. Quite honestly, they only propose to tell you trends.
Right, they're estimates, and the statistical sample is so small.
Right,
it's notoriously unreliable.
It's absolutely the case. So here's what I mean. Essentially, what I see happening here is they're gonna have to eventually stop with the candy icons with the little M&M guys. They're gonna have to stop with that.
No more Santa Claus, M&M guys, commercials. Sorry, they're dangerous.
What sort of adult M&M commercials can you have?
I don't know.
I mean, can you imagine the M&M guys telling adult jokes? I mean, they're going to have to...
These two guys walk into a bar and eat M&M's.
Right.
I don't get it.
They're essentially, it's like a death wish for them.
The other thing is the soda manufacturers, candy manufacturers, realize that they imprint kids early. They need to advertise to this market if they're going to get people to buy their... Because some people eat a Snickers bar every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't eat a Snickers bar every day because they started eating Snickers when they were 18 years old.
That's true.
They started eating them before that. In the same way that I like Coca-Cola. I do not like Pepsi.
Right.
It's because somewhere along the line, I decided I liked Coke better. I don't know why. I don't know what managed to make it happen.
Right.
I don't know if the marketers of Coke know that, but they were successful.
I figure for the taste, Pepsi always had better ads. You know, they always did. But yeah,
Coke never set any pop stars on fire, that's for sure.
I just don't understand. And maybe it's the obvious question. Where are the parents? Where are the ones that say, look, put the video game down, go out, and play?
Well, they're the same parents that are so scared from the local news that they won't send their kid out to play because they'll get kidnapped by a guy in a white van.
Yeah, or there's a child molester on a bench.
Right, they really believe that there's that guy out there. And, statistically, he's just not there.
But now the... Now the guy can't use M&Ms to lure the kids into the van because they won't know what they are.
They've been using puppies.
Yeah, that's true.
And
no more puppy commercials.
Well, they're outlawing dogs in a lot of communities, dangerous, vicious dogs in some communities, so.
Wow, this is nuts.
It is nuts. I can't imagine.
Nuts and caramel and nougat and chocolate.
It's almost like they are writing themselves out of business by doing this, because how else are they going to make it?
They'll probably do what Camel, what the cigarette companies do to some extent.
What are they doing?
They market to kids covertly.
How?
Well, they...
A lot of them have websites, interactive websites with games and things like that.
The cigarette companies?
No, not the cigarette companies, the candy manufacturers.
Oh, okay. But if the kids don't know about the candy, then they're not going to go to the website.
I don't know.
It's a mess.
I don't have any answer.
And it's not like I really care that much. I've given up on candy. I think it's bad. It's not good stuff to eat, certainly, but I would never pass a law against it. But it seems strange. I guess they're just... They're scared to death of the lawsuits, but as a result of how frightened they are, they're going to put themselves out of business.
Well, they're speeding up the road to that.
Yeah.
Well, it's also interesting that a lot of the food makers and tobacco makers are spinning off their companies. Separate companies like Altria, who used to be Philip Morris.
So they won't be liable?
Right. They're spinning off Kraft Foods and a couple of others to insulate them in case, for instance, a huge tobacco settlement comes down. The other companies won't get dragged down with them.
So this is just another result of the litigious society that we live in here.
And the only people who win are the lawyers and the bankers, and that's it.
Every once in a while, the odd smoker gets some money out of the deal, but it looks to me like we just have more stop smoking ads put out, paid for by cigarette companies.
Yeah, and why don't they get any credit for that? Especially Philip Morris has been really good about that. Look, there's no safe cigarette. They have, go to our website.
Well, they've been good about it because they've been ordered to.
I mean, I don't give them credit for it.
But I don't see any other tobacco company doing it.
Maybe because the court order has a certain percentage that says that the biggest of the big companies, Philip Morris, has to do the most advertising. So maybe that's just why see their commercials more often.
That could be.
It's a bad ruling. It's a bad thing, and I feel like Philip Morris should tell them to shove it.
Yeah. Well. I don't know, man. This is pretty stunning. How do you feel about the candy situation? 1-800-259-9231. Do you have kids? And do you feel like this is going to help protect your kids? Are you for this decision on the part of M&M's? On the part of whatever it is? What was it?
Master Foods.
Master Foods. Are you for this decision? Because I don't know. I mean, while I don't like the idea of kids getting hooked on candy, it's certainly not good for them. It's certainly not going to help their teeth or anything like that.
But again, where are the parents?
Yeah. That is the ultimate question. 1-800-259-9231. And let's go to the phones and talk to Don in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark. Hello, Don.
Howdy, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. What's up?
Oh, geez. No blipper, nothing. Just right on in. I'm shocked.
There you go. What's on your mind?
And anyways, you had a guy in there about an hour ago, Aaron. He was talking about his act or tax. And
yeah, we had Owen on the line. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. May I ask Rowan to give me a ring at my home address?
Oh boy, I don't know if you want to give that.
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to give that information out over the internet. But what you could do maybe is we could put you on hold and you could give that information to the board operator. And if Owen's still listening, he might be able to call in and get that Presuming it's really Owen. It's risky. I'll have you give it to the board operator, and you can go from there. Good luck, Don. Thanks. 800-259-9231. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 7, 2007, gold 654 ounce, gold coins are 675, 34, 340, 22 for half, 170, 11 for quarter ounce, that's 675, 34, 340, 22, and 170, 11. 1971, Nissan closes the gold window, fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion, 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso, 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee, 1998, gold jumps 2/3. Over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barishev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So do enjoy those. They are on us, freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Is it taxes? The right to bear arms? Well, it's all going to be covered at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can get registered over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Not only will we be covering those topics, privacy will also be on the list of issues, as well as some killer speakers, including John Stossel, Michael Bednarik, Ron Paul. Who else do we have there? I believe Sharon Harris from the Advocates for Self-Government. A lot. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Major libertarian names. And, of course, the bunch of people from the Free State Project going to be in attendance as well. It's going to be a heck of an event, and it's coming up within a matter of weeks from now, Mark. I mean, we're talking about the end of this month, the very last, I think it's like the last weekend or the weekend before the last weekend of this month, of February 23rd through the 25th.
That'd be the last weekend.
So get yourself registered over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to Mark in your story about some sort of agonizing immigration search, something that happened at the border. What happened? What's going on?
Really something. This is, let's see, who is this published by? The Register and
the UK?
Yeah, UK yeah. Register. U.S. immigration officials insisted the sufferer of an anal infection remove a small piece of medical thread which was being used by the doctors to treat the condition. The man required treatment under general anesthetic as a result. General anesthetic. This is how bad this was. The man had an anal fistula, which was a painful channel that can develop between the anus caused by an infection or digestive condition such as Crohn's disease. More details, if you need them, are available at
okay.
this particular site here. Arriving on vacation, in New York in August last year, the unnamed 48-year-old was interrogated and searched by immigration officers, according to a letter appearing in medical journal The Lancet. The rectal examination discovered a device called a thetan, which doctors in the UK had inserted into the fistula to help control long-term infection. The thetan was made of a blue braided medical suture material knotted and passed into the hole where the fistula surfaced. After one baffled immigration officer pulled very hard on the thetan, the patient was given the choice by the baffled immigration officers to either of getting into the next plane home or submitting himself to a procedure to have it removed. Happily,
because they didn't know what it was.
Right.
Oh my God.
Happily, as the lands. Right. I mean, you know, there's a piece of thread here, and it's attached to you somehow. I'm sorry. There's a problem.
Wow.
We just can't have this in our country. Happily, as the Lancet's correspondent notes, the curious immigration officers yanking the seton did not damage the anal sphincter muscles encircled by it.
Oh my God.
The seton was duly removed by an airport doctor. There's an airport doctor? Who claimed to have no idea what it was. The man now requires treatment under general anesthetic to have the replacement inserted. Replacement. If you want to go on vacation here, you're going to have your seton removed. Sorry. It's got a thread in it that hangs at your butt.
Is there any wonder why the vacationers, the international vacationers, the numbers of them have dropped by nearly one-fifth since 2001?
We're not a fun place to come see anymore because of all the stuff that they have to go through to get here. There's a certain amount of people that are going to stay home if you cause them anal pain.
And it's only going to get worse. When news of these stories get out around the world, and this is getting out, it's in the United Kingdom, this story, when more people read about how oppressive the United States government is at the borders, they're just going to say, yeah, you know, let's go to Australia this year instead. Let's go to Belarus. Let's go to Argentina.
When I think about it, it just makes me mad at my customs agents, but they are American customs agents. There's nothing I can do about that. I'm not leaving the country, so...
it makes me sad because we're going to hurt. The economy's hurting because of this. One-fifth less international travelers, that's a big deal. That's significant.
It's a lot of people
millions
not going to Disney.
Millions of dollars people not spending in this country, spending it elsewhere. And people around here complain because of, we can't, this America, this is America. We have plenty of people coming over here. What's another couple of foreigners not making it? Well, this isn't just a couple of people.
Right, it's not their paycheck that they're talking about.
And
they may very well be talking about their paycheck, but it's so far down the line from their paycheck that they don't realize it.
They aren't the ones running the bed and breakfast. They aren't the ones running the hotel chains. They aren't the ones running
selling
the tourist places.
Widgets and gizmos to people on the streets of New York City.
Or the flamingos in Florida, yeah.
Or whatever it is, they don't rely directly on the foreign dollars, so it doesn't matter to them. They do rely on foreign dollars, they just don't realize it.
This isn't good at all. Is there any more on that story?
That's really it.
Wow.
I wish that there were some really great quotes from the apparently baffled customs
1-800-259-9231. In other news, speaking about identification and movement from place to place, a revolt against national driver's licenses, which began in Maine last month, is now quickly spreading to other states. So this is a little bit of good news, hopefully, Mark, to counter that from the AP. The Maine legislature on January 26th overwhelmingly passed a resolution objecting to the Real ID Act of 2005. The federal law sets a national standard for driver's licenses and requires states to link their record-keeping systems to national databases, as we well know here on Free Talk Live. We've been following this for a while. Within a week of Maine's action, now what have we told you on this show about politicians being followers? They love to find a parade and run out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily in this case, this is finally a good parade for them to run out in front of, that is, opposing Real ID. Lawmakers in Georgia, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Vermont, and Washington also balked at Real ID. They are soon expected to pass laws or adopt resolutions declining to participate in the federal identification network. Matt Sundin, a transportation analyst for the National Conference of State Legislators, said it's a whole privacy thing. A lot of legislators are concerned about privacy issues and the cost.
Yeah, you're right. That's what they're concerned
about. It's the latter.
It's not the privacy. They're going to say it's the privacy, but
to make themselves look good.
When
they come, look like
when
they
this
care.
Comes with a $1 billion bow tied or with a ribbon tied on it for each state that's going to do this, then they're all ready to do it. And so it has nothing to do with privacy, other than that's what they're going to label it as.
Yeah.
These politicians, they want the money. The bureaucrats want the money, and they're making the politicians
sure.
ask for it.
Yeah.
So I'm not color me unimpressed.
I'm not impressed either, but it's still a good thing.
It's a good thing, but I don't really care that much about Real ID.
Why not?
Why don't I care about
it? Yeah. Because national ID, man, your papers, please, right here in America.
Well, we already have papers. Is all it's doing is
but it's centralized. It's even more centralized.
It's not that much
more supportive of that.
I'm not supportive of the centralization because the centralization is going to cost billions and billions of dollars.
So then you're just like the politicians. Then you're only opposing it because it costs money.
You're not
opposed to it because the
politicians would do it because if they got the money. I would not do it because I know that the money comes from taxpayers, and I don't propose to tax people for
this
stupid
system. But you're not against it. But even if they got the money, you still wouldn't be against it?
Hold on.
If they were given the billions of dollars, you still would be against
it? Who are they going to give the billions of dollars from?
By the federal government.
The federal government, what, is going to print the money?
Yes, as they always do.
Well, fine. Then what they're doing is lowering the value of the money that I already have. They're taxing me for it.
So you'd be against it on the monetary level.
I'm against it on the monetary level,
period. But you
don't
care because you don't care.
Essentially,
you don't care that the Department of Homeland Security head is going to be able to just carte blanche, make regulations for people's driver's licenses? That doesn't bother you at all?
Currently,
these same guys that are listening to your phone conversation? Currently, your emails?
Currently, the state DOT can, or whoever, Department of Motor Vehicles, makes whatever, carte blanche requirement for my... it doesn't really matter. It's some damn bureaucrat, some damn where, deciding what goes
changes.
On some damn car.
Right, but they don't make the changes very often.
It's about the money, Ian. They're just going to waste a bunch of money.
800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Shelly, you look wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. Anna Gian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. The wiki included over 1,000 pages of stuff created by listeners like you. So head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, a freewheeling history of the modern American libertarian movement by Brian Doherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books at lfb.com. So we're talking about the 34 states lining up against national ID. I think it's good news. Mark really doesn't seem to care very much.
No, I consider it good news. I consider it very good news.
Oh, okay, good. You sort of fooled me. I thought for.
I'm only telling you that I, from an ideological standpoint, it doesn't bother me a great deal. What bothers me is them wasting money on it. And I think that that's the largest issue here.
Well, and that is what the states are saying. They're angry about the $11 billion implementation cost of this program. And so now a number of other states, besides Maine, who had got on board about a week or so ago, now Vermont, New Mexico, Montana, Wyoming, Washington, and Georgia, all saying, you know what, we're not going to do this real ID thing either. Law supporters say it's needed to prevent terrorists and illegal immigrants from getting fake identification cards. Which, of course, is bunk.
Oh, I don't think that it'll... I think it'll fail probably as often as the state ID cards do. I don't see why they're going to prevent anything.
States will have to comply by May of 2008. If they do not, driver's licenses that fall short of real ID standards cannot be used to board an airplane or enter a federal building or open some bank accounts.
Not if 34 of the states say no way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, about a dozen states have active legislation against Real ID, including Arizona, blah, 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 Georgia, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Missouri, Missouri, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming. Missouri state representative said formed a coalition of lawmakers from 34 states to file bills that oppose or protest Real ID, saying, quote, this is almost a frontal assault on the freedoms of America when they require us to carry a national ID to monitor where we are. He says that's going too far, and I agree with him. Guest proposed a legislation, a resolution last week opposing Real ID and said he expects it will pass quickly in the legislature. He says it does nothing to stop terrorism. Don't burden the American people with this requirement to carry the ID. Though most states oppose the law, some such as Indiana and Maryland are looking to comply with Real ID. The issue might be moot for the states if Congress takes action, however. Republican Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire, along with Democratic Senator Daniel Akaka of Hawaii, filed a bill last year to repeal the law. He expects similar legislation will be introduced soon. Sununu said, quote, the federal government should not be in charge of defining and issuing driver's licenses. And I agree completely. Privacy advocates say a national driver's license will promote identity theft. The ACLU said the Real ID ordered by Congress would require a digital photo and probably a fingerprint on each driver's license or state-issued ID card. That, he said, will make it more valuable to identity thieves because the ID card will be accepted as much more than a driving credential. Yeah, imagine that. If you get the Real ID, it's got your fingerprint on it, and someone steals your Real ID, then they've got your fingerprint as well. Or your retina scan information, or whatever else.
I don't know what the values of these things are. I don't make a living stealing people's identities either.
It's not something I want to give away.
I would concur with you. It seems like your driver's license is accepted as your form of identification in most cases. Sometimes, some places, you need to show two forms of ID, and usually they're government mm-hmm. forms of some sort or another. Usually you don't have to show a birth certificate and a driver's license. Sometimes you can come up with a passport, but you know passports are going to be a pain in the butt here shortly, too.
They are, and in fact...
I think they are now, starting January 1st. I don't know, I still have mine.
There's the RFID chip in them as of January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
The ACLU guy said it's going to be a honeypot out there that's going to be irresistible to identity thieves, which he said could buy a Real ID from a rogue motor vehicle department employee, which they've already found the DMV employees are already being bought off by the people that are
sure
looking
for
this thing.
Sure they are. These DMV employees are making, what, $30,000 a year?
Sure.
Are you telling me that the illegal immigrants, the coyotes, don't find a value to be able to provide people with new identities when they come to America? Are you telling me that these people pay $10,000 in some cases to come to the United States, that they can't make it $11,000 and then pay a DMV person a grand to do this? I'm telling you, it's going to be done.
He said they could buy a Real ID from a rogue motor vehicle department employee with his own photo and fingerprint on it, saying the victim is never going to be able to undo this. Other criticisms include some states will have to invest millions in new computer systems because they're still running on old, like, Adtran, green screen-style monochrome computer systems from 1987 in many cases. They'll have to invest millions in new computer systems that can communicate with federal databases. That's something that they probably won't be able to accomplish by the deadline. Of course not. These guys can't they can't get their S together, these states, these governments. Yeah, they gave them a deadline, but that doesn't mean anything about them making it. They can't get it together. It'll be difficult to comply with the requirement that the license applicants prove they're in the country legally. There are more than 100 different immigration statutes, which will pose problems for motor vehicle clerks unfamiliar with immigration law. And it doesn't solve the problem of terrorism. Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh and some of the hijackers from September 11th had legitimate driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Even the requirements that applicants' full legal names appear on licenses will pose problems because some states limit the number of characters on the face of the card. So there's all sorts of bureaucratic hurdles and requirements that aren't going to be able to be met. Not going to be, and even if they can meet them, they won't be able to meet them in the scheduled period of time. And even if they do meet them, then there's nothing in the national ID card, at least in the Real ID legislation, that would prevent the national guy who's in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, that would prevent him from just changing the rules the next year. So they could start this Real ID program, and then all the states could jump through the hoops and make those changes, and then Michael Chertoff could say, I think I want a retina scan on this next year. Okay, let's make retina scan cards now, and then they'd have to go and jump through all those hoops again. So this deserves opposition for a variety of different reasons, and thank goodness the states are about to stand up to it. I think it's good news. Let's go to the phones and talk to Rebel in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rebel.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, actually, I was just calling to see if, actually, I was reading on NHTree.com that the Stossel speech is sold out.
Is it?
Yeah, because...
Well, that's good news.
It is and it isn't. I mean, my buddy and I were trying to come out there, and obviously we waited till the last minute, but the thing was is that we originally had my brother come with us,
mm-hmm.
but he had to wait on his probation officer to, you know, let him know whether he can leave the state or not, and obviously he can't leave the state, and actually I'm under probation myself, but... I'm not even going to ask if I can leave the state, obviously, but it just seems like, you know, if the Stossel speech is sold out, it, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the high draw that, you know, there was, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love to come and see, you know, you guys. And
well, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be able to go see the Stossel speech. We've got a show to do during that time. He's speaking the evening, and I'm really excited about attending all the rest of the events. I mean, if all you were going for was Stossel, then, hey, don't go. But,
no, No, but I mean, yeah, the thing is like my buddy, he's kind of like a new recruit, you know, and the Stossel is kind of a major draw for him, you know, and
I see.
I would be willing to put the money out, you know, just to come, just because, you know, but...
Well, as you know, the Stossel speech was extra, it was above and beyond the actual admission price, so I mean, there's going to be plenty of other reasons to go to this event. There's Jim Babka and the Advocates for Self-Government. There's going to be a variety of really great speakers. They may not have the name recognition of Stossel, but they're certainly more libertarian. And, I mean, John Stossel barely ever uses the term libertarian in his news report. So, I mean, I think you're going to be really satisfied with the rest of the programming there. But if you can't make it, you know, if it doesn't feel like coming, then no big deal. Maybe next year.
Well, I mean, I definitely have the money for it. I just, you know, I kind of wanted to, you know, meet him myself.
I don't think that necessarily means you won't be able to meet him. I'm not going to make any guarantees. I don't know about this, Mark, but I would imagine there's a chance that after the speech, maybe he'll come out of the speaking room and sign some books or give some autographs or something like that.
It seems like it. For the kind of money they're spending on him, you would think that he's going to be around a little bit.
You know what I would do? Here's what I'd do if I were you, Rebel. Go to the Free State Project website. And go to the Liberty Forum sub area and look for Irina Goddard's email address. It's igoddard@freestateproject.org.
Right.
You'll look for the link for her email address. Shoot her an email and see that if there's some way that maybe you could get sort of a backup ticket or, you know, in case somebody cancels and they've got an open seat or two, maybe you could do that. Or secondly, ask her if there's a chance that even though you won't be able to make it to the speech, that you might be able to still shake hands with John and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
Good luck, sir.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Still, it's going to be an awesome event. Whether or not you can make it to the Stossel special, the rest of the time is just going to be tremendous. And hope to see you there. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So do enjoy those. They are on us. So we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going and voting for Free Talk Live. Yes, you finally can vote for the show. It took Podcast Alley several days this month to get back online. Normally, we send out a voting notice on the first of the month because, we ask for you to go and vote for the show because your votes help propel us up the top 10 podcast charts at PodcastAlley.com. But we had to wait for a while because they had shut down the website on us. So now the site's back online, and now you can go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And it makes a big difference for us because it helps propel us up the charts, and that means more people coming across the show, more new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. If that's important to you, then head over to vote.freetalklive.com right now. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and we'd really appreciate it. Vote. FreeTalkLive.com. As we go to the phones, the amplifier line, and it's Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis Goddard, as a matter of fact, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, husband of Irina Goddard. We were just talking about your wife a moment ago.
You were? Well, yeah. I don't know if I can allow you talking about my wife behind my back now. But, hey, I have to say, thank God you guys are back on the air tonight. I was going nuts without my FTL fix.
Oh, man, I can't believe how many emails I got from people just saying the same thing.
Yeah, so hey, if there's a program director out there, don't you guys dare drop FTL because, like, the junkies will go nuts.
It's good to be back, Dennis. So what's on your mind?
So there was a caller just now who was talking about he's bummed because the Stossel thing is sold out and that's a real problem for him.
Right, he wanted to bring his friend to meet John.
I just got word from Irina. It's official. It turns out that John Stossel is good buddies with Rob Campia, the guy in charge of the Marijuana Policy Project.
Okay.
And so the Marijuana Policy Project is sponsoring a reception for John Stossel after his keynote speech.
Oh, way cool.
And that reception is open to anybody attending the forum, even for people who didn't have tickets to see his speech.
Breaking news!
Yes, this is breaking news, and that's excellent news as well. So it's going to be right. I'm looking at the schedule of events here. It looks like it's going to be Saturday night, and right after the John Stossel keynote speech, and the dinner is over. So 9 o'clock on Saturday night. If you're at the event, if you're attending the Liberty Forum, you will get to go and meet with John, and I presume that means he'll be signing books and that sort of thing.
The book signing and stuff, I believe, is going to be during the day.
Oh.
There's the whole exhibitor section. They're going to have some time before the keynote.
Oh, so there's going to be more than one opportunity to meet with John.
Oh, yeah. So
That's
if you want
great.
To do a book signing, get there early.
Fantastic. Very cool. Dennis, anything else on your mind? Anything else breaking? Anything else we need to know about the forum?
Not about the forum. There's all kinds of crazy stuff happening in New Hampshire. One thing I just wanted to point out is there was a crazy cool bill that was introduced in the state house last week that I don't think is going to get signed by the governor, but it was just awesome to listen to. One of the most libertarian, probably the most libertarian reps in the state house introduced a bill that would have got rid of the existing court system.
Just what?
Gotten rid of it.
And
yeah.
replaced it with what?
A common law court system, and I don't fully understand what that means, but the bill was full of references to the corporate United States government and how this would replace our deference to the corporate federal government back to the actual government that the Constitution set up.
Who was the rep?
But a fellow named Dick Marple.
Interesting. Very cool. Oh, I'm looking also, hey, I'm looking at the Liberty Forum schedule here, and it looks like there's also something new that's been added. Apparently, there's going to be a free screening of America from Freedom to Fascism as well.
Yeah, it
that's
turns
really
out
great.
Aaron Russo was actually in contact with Irina, and he really apologized. He can't be there and stuff, but he gave the official blessing, you know, yeah, it's cool if we can show it to as many people as possible and make it
He's
free.
He's a good guy.
So
that's way cool.
That's the deal.
Awesome. So much going on. How's the general registration going for the event itself? How close is there going to be a sellout point, or can we just pack as many people in as possible?
Is also, second question from business side, is there a break-even point for the Free State Project? Because I know that this is outreach, and there's a really good chance that it could be in the red, and it's sort of on its first year. Maybe it's supposed to be in the red. I mean, it's really intended to get people to sign up for the Free State Project as opposed to pay for itself. But it would be really awesome if it did. Is there a break-even point, and how close are we to that?
But I would take exception to the idea that it's supposed to get science for the Free State Project. I think it's just about activating people in New Hampshire as well, like having them meet these Free State crazy people and maybe realize that they're not totally crazy and we have a lot of the same goals, and let's make sure there's never an income or sales tax in this state and all kinds of stuff like that. But, yeah, there is a break-even point, and it's been passed.
Awesome.
And
congratulations.
I know for some events that are big, it's going to be, you know, hard to pack the right number of people into the room. There's only so many, you know, spots
first
in a room.
First come, first serve.
If the fire marshal comes, I'll just tackle him.
Yeah, you do that, Mark. I'm sure you will.
I'll just distract him with some jokes.
Well, this is good news then, Dennis. So since it's been so successful, since the Stossel dinner has sold out, since the event itself has broken even, there's still some hotel spaces left. As last I heard, the discounted rooms are sold out. Is that correct?
The discounted rooms are sold out. I'm actually not sure what the current status is with just, like, the regular hotel rooms. I think, you know, there are some available, but I don't know for sure. And I know that we have more space for, like, you know, people to, I know that the Bodnarik dinner is going to, you know, there's still space available there.
Okay.
It's not huge amounts, but it's not yet in immediate danger of selling out.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's definitely stuff to see and do. It should be awesome.
So this is good news, then, because since you made the break-even point, that tells me there's going to be a Liberty Forum next year, then, isn't there?
I certainly hope so. I know a couple of people who do, like, science fiction conventions, and they all told us, oh, yeah, the first year, you run at a loss. That's just the deal. So
right, that was what I was expecting to see, and I have absolutely worked at the setting up of science fiction conventions, but I was expecting that.
Hey, Dennis, one more thing. Next year, here's a suggestion for a special guest. How about Penn and Teller?
Ooh.
That would be awesome.
Ooh, start working
on
that.
I'd like to see some sci-fi authors out.
Terry
Goodkind,
maybe?
I was reading Daniel Smith and, of course, you had Terry Goodkind. There's some great libertarian sci-fi authors. It'd be awesome.
Well, get working on it, and we look forward to talking about that soon. Of course, we'll see you at the forum, Dennis. Thanks for the call, man.
Later, guys.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, that's such good news. I'm so refreshed by that because I was worried, to be honest with you. At the beginning of this year, I had heard rumors that they weren't doing so well with the ticket sales. And so we started pushing it even harder here on Free Talk Live, and I know they've been advertising it everywhere and really making sure the word got out about it. I am so pleased that they have made the point that they need to make on this.
Free Talk Live's got the muscle.
There you go.
That does it. L. Neil Smith. Haven't heard of this guy.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, he's big. He's like a huge sci-fi author who's a major libertarian.
But I don't have any way to find out about these things. You know, I mean, how...
You just don't... Well, why not? What do you mean you don't?
How am I going to find out about L. Neil Smith being a libertarian author?
I guess it's probably because you weren't ever in the Libertarian Party, and I think that on some of the Libertarian Party newsletters, they talk about him.
Even when I see a newsletter, I skip over most everything that's not issues-oriented because I read so much that's for work on the internet.
Right.
And for me, it's harder to read on a computer because I'm old.
You know what you could do, Mark? If you like libertarian fiction, I bet if you went to the Advocates website at theadvocates.org, I know they have a list of sort of libertarian luminaries,
mm-hmm.
and they're broken down by category, so
mm-hmm.
you could actually go there and look for other libertarian authors.
Mm.
But L. Neil Smith is pretty big. In fact, he ran for president for the Libertarian Party. Mm. He didn't actually get the nomination. I believe Harry Brown got the nomination that year, but he was running up against Harry Brown at one point.
So. Well, I'll have to check out one of his books.
I believe the most popular of his is something called The Probability Brooch.
I see.
I've never read it, don't know much about it, but it's supposed to be pretty good.
I'm waiting for Terry Goodkind's book to come into paperback.
Phantom.
Is it Phantom?
Phantom. The new one, right?
Phantom's, yeah, the one that's out. I'm waiting for that to come out in paperback. And
then there's going to be the final one.
The final one that is yet to be named.
Exactly. All right, 800-259-9231, security crackdown underway in Baghdad. I don't know if we're going to get to that, but there's still so much to talk about on the way, including a very strange marriage initiative. What is it that you had something about some sort of marriage thing going on with homosexuals advocating for, a law that's going to mandate that heterosexual couples actually have children, or they'll get their marriage annulled?
I'm sure that pro same-sex marriage people would take exception to you just calling them gay. The Associated Press. You did. You said homosexuals are advocating da 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 da.
Right. Did I say gay?
No, you said homosexual.
Oh, so it's bad to say homosexual?
No, I'm just saying that the same-sex marriage people may not all be. I am for same-sex marriage.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, so am I.
Yeah, well, we're not gay.
Okay.
As much as people might think otherwise. From the Associated Press, an initiative filed by proponents of same-sex marriage would require heterosexual couples to have kids within 3 years or else have their marriage annulled.
Now, why is that exactly? What's the point?
Well, let's read on and then we can discuss it afterwards.
All right.
How's that? Initiative 957 was filed by the Washington Defense of Marriage Alliance. The group was formed last summer after the state Supreme Court upheld Washington's ban on same-sex marriage. Under the initiative, marriage would be limited to men and women who are able to have children. Couples would be required to prove that they have children, that they can have children in order to get a marriage license. And if they did not have children within 3 years, their marriage would be subject to annulment.
I don't think I like this idea very much. We'll talk about it here in a little while as to why. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. Anything goes. Hour 3 is coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.